This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so great to be joined by Aideen Finnegan. Of course, you're the host of the Irish Times Better With Money podcast. Some may call her a money expert. Thank you so much for joining me. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Louise, please don't call me a money expert. That's why they put me on this podcast, is because I know nothing and I'll ask all the stupid questions. But I am an expert in shopping for groceries, that's for sure.
That is for sure. And I think it's one big thing that we're all noticing right now. The reach, we definitely feel like we're reaching a breaking point when it comes to grocery prices. It feels like, I don't know for you, every single time we go to the shop, it costs more. You know, our chicken curry is costing more, spaghetti bolognese, you know, all of these things that we look forward to for the week. And the prices are just being driven up, even when you're buying some of the same stuff. What's driving up these prices?
Yeah, well, it's not your imagination, because it is, you know, definitively happening. We have, you know, Kantar, that's the retail panel that published their consumer price index, is the CSO that do it. So all of these are pointing to like 5% grocery inflation for this year. That's the Kantar one. But you see, that is cumulative, because that's 5% since 2024, which feels like only it was only yesterday, really. But we're talking about a huge spike on top of a huge spike. Inflation is now running at about 2.5%. It was at a frightening, like 17% when, you know, in 2022, 2023, when Russia invaded Ukraine. And that was the original sort of point at which we all started really feeling the pinch. So grocery prices, my colleague, Connor Pope, he's the consumer correspondent for the Irish Times. You know, he follows all this stuff very closely. And he kind of says, you know, between 2010 and 2020, there wasn't a huge change in our shopping basket prices. And we were still giving out about the cost of them then, but we didn't know how good we had it until all this sort of kicked off after the pandemic. So the thing that's kind of, I mean, that was the original problem, was the fact that wheat, you know, Ukraine was a big producer of wheat, and that, you know, you can think of all the ingredients that use wheat, that the price spiked for that. The energy cost spiked, which is the basis for everything. So, you know, the cost of shipping all the things we eat to Ireland, everything basically went up. And we are not going to see them coming down. We are seeing that the rise slowing. But the unfortunate thing is, I don't think we're looking at a situation where, I mean, you say breaking point, and I know that this is breaking point for an awful lot of people. The problem is that I don't think we are at a point where we can say, well, that's it now. Now we have to see, you know, maybe policy changes to try and help, or and also, like, the government isn't going to be able to do much about grocery prices anyway. You know, they can't tell supermarkets what to charge for things. So I think the most important thing to do is shop around if you can. Now, I'm fortunate enough to live in a big town, so I have all the supermarkets. Some are easier to get to than others, you know, like some are on the opposite side, and that's terrible sitting in traffic, but, you know, I can do it. You might be somewhere where you do not have that choice. And in those scenarios, I think that's very challenging. I think the main thing to do is be aware of what the different supermarkets are doing. Like, some supermarkets have promotions that, and they're loss leading on certain things, and they want to get you into the store on the basis that if they slash the price of, you know, X, Y, and Z, that you will come in, and odds are you will then go and spend money on other things in the shop.
For sure, yeah.
And I think it's a good thing to keep on top of what the different promotions are in the different stores. I have always shopped in the German multiples because they're the closest to my house. I've always been very happy with the quality of the food there. But I've noticed even in those stores now, my basket for a week's shopping, and I'm saying a basket as well, I'm not even talking about a
trolley.
Yeah, you're
talking about the trolley, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's twice what I paid basically before, you know, things got really bad. So they are not necessarily the best place to get the value. It really depends on what you're buying. And I think, you know, you start to get a better sense of, okay, vegetables seem to be kind of the same prices in all the shops, but there's differences in meat, we say.
Yes, yeah.
And even though vegetables have gone up, now, I don't know about you, but I sort of generally have been pulling back my meat consumption a little bit.
I'm the same, yeah. And I've been trying to, you know, maybe bulk up on veg. You know, I'm using a lot of like, you know, frozen veg and, yes, and that kind of stuff, you know, and maybe even if it is, you know, I know the batch cooking is huge on TikTok at the minute, but rather than buying something that might go off in a couple of days, I'm going to use it all up. Let's just say it's a big bag of carrots or it's a big bag of, you know, parsnips or something like that. And then I'm going to use them up so I know that they're not going to sit there and go off.
Yes.
So that I can actually bulk it up and use it in different meals to maybe freeze or maybe just, you know, take different bits to work. Because I know, yes, that we don't want to eat the same thing every single day, but we do need to become a little bit more practical and maybe go back to basics a little bit.
Well, this is the thing. So if prices aren't really going to wiggle too much, then I think the way we take control of that is changing our behavior. And I think you've kind of nailed it there with, you know, freezing and looking at what you have in your fridge. One of the biggest things that that kind of helped me cut down my costs was that before I went to the shop, just go to the press and see what you have, you know, and like base your meal off what you already have there. So I started to realize, okay, I actually need one or two things now to make the dinner this evening based on this, you know. So there's planning involved. There's no getting around that. And planning is, you know, not fun. I'm not a planner. Some people are just born organizing. Yeah, that's me. But that's a big thing. You know, there's lots of, I follow lots of accounts on Instagram that are really good at this kind of stuff. I'll have to find it now for you, but there is, there's a woman whose whole Instagram is about the freezer and about what you can freeze and what you can, you know, prepare and put away. Like, I know this is so simple, but we'll say, you know, they've got a red pepper in the fridge and it's starting to get a little bit sad. Instead of, you know, maybe that might have not gotten eaten in the past, you just slice it up and put it in the freezer. And now it's there ready for, you know, it's not going to waste. And I think that the waste and that kind of thing is absolutely crucial. And even though vegetables have shockingly gone up in price, really, I think if your meals are mostly based around them, then my shopping basket tends to be a bit cheaper if I'm not buying as much meat.
Yeah. Are you a fan of the loyalty apps? I know that we can get carried away a little bit when there's 3 for 2 and this, that and the other. But, you know, is there a way that we can kind of maybe use them to stretch the grocery spend a little bit further? Can we be a little bit calculated about it?
I think so. Now, I'm not very good at, like, I'm just not that good at keeping on top of those things, I'll be honest
with
you.
I'm the same. Aideen, I actually forget to bring the bags half the time.
I know.
Have the vouchers and the whole lot.
I know. Put those bags in the boot, Louise. That's the only way to remember them. Because I constantly, and sometimes I even walk into the shop without them and realize at the checkout and have to go out and run out for them. But yeah, no, I do think that it's worth keeping an eye on them. So the other thing about keeping your grocery bill now down is to actually track everything. So track your spending. Mm-hmm. That's really easy. You just note it down, or you keep the receipts and then you have everything, you know, at the end of the week, you can top that up. But If you're tracking what you spend and you're tracking what things are costing as you go around the shop, you're noticing differences from week to week. And I think you get a much better sense of where you're at very quickly. And mm-hmm. I think that helps an awful lot. And I think that incorporates the apps and the loyalty apps. You will know then what's on special or, you know, like I think the German Aldi does this thing where they do the Super Six. Some of they discount 6 fruit and veg for the week. You know, you start to become accustomed to their timetable. And I think you can really do well. I know I saw somebody carry out and forgive me now for not being able to credit them with it. But there was some crowd who carried out a shop, did the exact same shop in the German supermarkets and then in Dunnes. Like I'm blown away by people who push trolleys around Dunnes. I'm like, you've got bags of money. But it did come out sort of negligible on the narrow, you know, set of groceries that they purchased and using the Dunnes vouchers. So you kind of had to go back to the shop then and do another shop for it to come out in the same value. So it's not that they're matching it. It's that you can match it if you're calculated about it. So I think it's well worth keeping an eye on the apps. and the vouchers. That's what's really handy about them as well, because I used to lose those vouchers and I'd forget to spend them. But if they're on your phone, it's much easier to remember at the shop.
Yeah. I think we've learned so much. Aideen, I hope you'll come back to us again, because I think we're going to have our thinking caps on now. We're going to be a lot more switched on, because as you said, I think it's a behavioural thing at this stage that we're not going to see much change. So we maybe have to change ourselves. But if people want to listen to the podcast, if they want to follow you online, if they want to find out all about what you're getting up to, where's the best place to go?
Oh, yes. So the podcast is Better With Money from the Irish Times, and you can search for it wherever you get your podcasts, or you can get it directly on the Irish Times website itself. And I am Aideen Finnegan on Instagram.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.